school research. Today is September 1st, 2000. I am in the office of Russell Sullivan in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Okay. How old are you, Mr. Frederick? Mr. Wyman, Mr. Sullivan, please.
Oh, that's close enough. Frederick sounded like a better name than Russell. I'm 78.
78, okay. And where were you born?
I was born and raised about a mile from here. Stafford County, right outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
So you can come home?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess you were brought up in this area, too?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you first get interested in baseball?
Well, I was interested in it from the time I was a kid, because I was a ball boy for a team that had here called the White Oak Fremont. They were right from where we are now. They were about 2 miles down the road. And we just built a bunch of houses where the park was. And I was kind of a ball boy. Two of us were. And after I got a little older, I was 15. And picked a bat, took a little batting practice with the older guys, which were 23, 24 years old, you know, they're old fellows. And I hit a few out of the park, and so I said, oh, and this county, Stafford County, only had two peace officers at that time. One of them was W.E. Curtis, who was the sheriff, and W.T. Sullivan, W.E. and W.T., W.T. Sullivan, who was the constable. And
any relation that Sullivan?
Distant, yeah. And his two sons played for that team. They called the White Oak Freeman. Mm-hmm. And so he said, I'm going to let you pinch hit. I'm going to get you a uniform. So, you know, 15 years old, and here these guys 20-some. I said, you know, that's like 60 years old. And so I went over there, and I hit a few old fence. And so then I started playing at 15.
15, so, okay. Did your high school have a team?
Yes, we had a team at high school, and I played on that every year.
Okay, and what position did you play?
I played outfield most of the time, but part-time I played third base. Uh-huh.
And
most time outfield.
You were right-handed, both what?
Threw right-handed, hit left-handed, so.
First base, sure.
Set up perfect.
For first base, okay. Good. Growing up, did you have any favorite baseball team or players?
The only team that we really knew anything about was three local teams. One of them was the Elks. They had a team right here in Fredericksburg. And the White Oak Freeman, they had a team. And then a little later, two areas down below us, Warsaw and Tappahannock, are the head teams. So we would play each other like that, because I was still in high school then. And I really wanted to play, because football, baseball, and basketball at school. And ended up by, I just kind of went in the Navy. And matter of fact, the guy lived right around back behind us where we are now. And there was five of us. So my wife's cousin, Pitcher Heflin, he ended up being a supervisor here for a long time in this county. He told me, come on, go to Tech with Bridgewater with him. Well, I had a scholarship at preschool, Virginia Tech, University of Richmond, and University of Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so I said,
this was a baseball scholarship?
Yes. And football.
And football.
And basketball. So whichever one I could do, I don't know.
Right, yeah.
But
right.
Anyway, so that kind of went along, you know, for a while. And then Pitcher, he would say, no, come on, if we go to Bridgewater, they'll guarantee us that we can go to Pensacola to flight training. Good. Boots and Ed and all of them, the other five of crew that were together, we all went to school together. They said, oh, you don't want to do that stuff. You don't want to do that. You take come on, we're going to go down and we'll get there whatever we want as soon as we finish up boot training and stuff like that. So that's what the recruiter told us. Okay. So we took the recruiter's word and went to Richmond, got examined, and one guy didn't pass. Ed Gordon, and all the rest of us did. So, oh man, I got a month off. That's great. That's what the recruiter told us.
What year was this about?
This was about 1941 or two, somewhere along there. Okay. Right after the war started.
Okay, war started December 41, so it's probably 42.
42. Yeah, 42.
You graduated high school, I guess.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You had the scholarship.
So. That's right. And so we got tangled up in that, and was going down the road. And so this one guy, he said, hey, we left a guy. We don't have Ed Courtney. So the guy said, no, he failed. He didn't get it. He said, well, He may fail, but you failing right there, you're going the wrong way. You're going toward Petersburg instead of Fredericksburg. So he says, you don't shut up, I'm coming over to strap you down. I remembered if it just happened yesterday. So we headed on there and went straight on in Jacksonville, Florida. Went to training right there, and then over to Gunwood training. And
this was the Navy.
Yeah, then I went, worked with the gunnery department, teaching gunnery as they are gunner for a while. Then one of them went over to Lexington on Hancock for the rest of the war, on the Hancock on the war.
So you've seen combat?
Yes, I did. I got my leg busted up and still hopping around on it.
Okay, so you got out of the military service. Now, how did you get into organized baseball? In other words, you got out probably in 45, I guess, huh?
Yes,
in 45.
Right. And how I got into that, a fella from up in Washington. We were playing a team from Washington.
Washington, D.C.
D.C. And semi-pro. And so I was hitting a lot of home runs off him. And he had had a tryout with Boston. And he said, I'll talk to somebody about getting you a job. He said, I know a fella named Herb Brett that's got a Class C team, I think it's Class C team down at Danville, Virginia.
In the Carolina League.
Carolina League, right, right. And so I said, well, okay. So Herb, he came up and talked a little bit. So spring training was starting. Went on down there, and I think I don't remember what it hit. Well over 300.
Yeah, you had a good year. It was 1948.
1948.
Okay.
Right.
Now, did they give you any kind? Were there things like bonuses, any kind of in those days? Remember what your what your starting salary was?
I think it was, I believe it was $600 a month.
$600 a month. Okay.
I got a little clipping in there where Newhouse was. The guy gave it to me a while back, and then started giving them away. That three of us, Harvey and Harvey Keene, he was my roommate for a while. And we drove in all the runs for his 200th game. I'll give you a copy of it if you want
to
as well.
Remind me. Right, okay. Well, in the Carolina League, you really had a good year. You hit 335, and you led the league in runs batted in with 129, and home runs was 35. And total bases, 35 total, 35 that year, and you had 318 total bases. That led the league, too. And you played 134 games. Was that pretty much the whole schedule?
That's just the whole schedule.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Right. So that certainly was a good start. And then the next year you went to Williamsport in the Eastern League.
Well, I did get hit on that one, and was kind of wounded for a little while, so batting average dropped down under 300.
Yeah, 294, not too bad. So this was this a Detroit Tiger farm system at the time?
I was sold from Danville to Detroit.
Okay. Was Danville just an independent
independent team?
They would sell players
to
different players, different teams. Okay. So now Williamsport was a Detroit with a Detroit system. Okay.
Right.
All right. Now, when that team that you played for them in 49 and 50, in fact 50, you came back and hit 317. So you're back up there. Who were some of the? You remember some of the players on that team or the manager? Those 2 years.
Yeah. I should know. One of them had played a little bit of pro ball. I had some cancer operation things here while back in the
day. Okay. All right, okay.
Don't get straight that.
Any players that come to mind?
Who was the guy on the coach for 2 years for Detroit that had been a manager at Toledo?
Okay, maybe.
And the guy before him, I can't think of his name yet.
Okay. And then after 1951, you went to Toledo, which is a Triple-A team,
right.
The American Association.
Right.
The Mudheads.
Mudheads.
Right. You ever wonder about how they came up with that name, Mudheads?
Well,
any story
I've heard a lot of stories on it. I don't know which one was true, so I never did really settle down on any of them.
Okay. And you had a good year. Looks like 341. In 120 games, 88 runs batted in, 11 homers. And later that year, you went up to Detroit, I guess. Was that towards the end of the year?
The end of the year, right.
Okay. Can you remember your first major league game? The circumstances there.
I can remember the first game, but I can't really get into detail. I know in batting practice, I hit the ball real well. hit three or four of the five swings up in the stands, but I don't think I did very well on the thing, because it had Vic Wertz, Hoot Evers, Johnny Grote, Pat Mullen, and Steve Sucho. I mean, that was
pretty good hitter.
They had them for a long time. They were still there. They really didn't have a chance to play.
Right. And you're playing the outfield this time.
Playing outfield.
Okay. So, all right. So you actually that year you had played in seven games.
It wasn't very many.
26 at bats. And you had five hits, including one home run. Yeah. Can you remember that first home run?
Yeah, first home run I hit up on top of third deck.
In Detroit.
In Detroit. Later on, I hit one up there, and in a game that hit the above the third deck, up in a light tower. It was one of the longest balls, but then they thought that someone, I forgot who it was, had hit one they believe was almost as far. What didn't? Of course, it went on over. This one hit up in the light tower.
Right. Right. And let's see. You remember who the pitcher was, by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Then in 1952, did you go to spring training with them in 52?
Yes.
But they sent you to the International League.
Right.
Okay. With Buffalo.
Buffalo. Right.
Which is still, that was also a Detroit farm team.
Right.
So they had two different AAA teams.
Right.
There. Okay. And you played 72 games with them and hit 265.
Yeah, that's
265. And then you.
Shortstop and I had a little collision up there. And I was in left field. You get shortstop and. Both of them got themselves kind of messed up there, but one couldn't really get back in the groove.
Do you remember who the manager was for?
Jack Tye.
Jack Tye. Okay. And then you went to Williamsport later that year in the Eastern League.
Right.
Went back to Williamsport. And you hit 299 for 1,200. And you still came back to Detroit, I guess, at the end of that season, too.
Right, right.
And hit 327 in 15 games. And get three homers in them.
I think, I don't know if Red Rolfe was the coach then.
I think he was the right. Yes, he was the manager.
Freddie Hutchinson came along a little later.
Right. Okay. Right, Red Rolfe was the manager in 51.
Right.
In 51, and the team finished in fifth place that year. And the 52 team finished last. Okay, then in 53, did you go to spring training with Detroit that year?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And was Fred Hutchinson the manager at the beginning of the year? Or
Fred Hutchinson. I think he was at the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he was.
Right.
I like it with Fred.
And now you said you roomed with Harvey King?
Yeah.
Roommate? Uh-huh. And what type of fellow was Harvey?
Oh, Harvey's super guy. Really. A nice person. Nice person.
How long had he come up been with the team?
He came up, because he was a shortstop. And I forgot what league he came from. It seemed like maybe it was up in the northern part of the country or something. But Harvey, he started really maneuvering just in the right direction right away.
Okay. What would you say your biggest thrill was in baseball? Or your most memorable
I guess the biggest thrill was getting to have an opportunity to get up there and at least sit on the bench if nothing else.
Now on that 53 Detroit team, Ralph Branca was on there as a pitcher. Do you remember, this of course was a couple of years after he pitched to Bobby Thompson.
Right.
Any recollections of his attitude?
Not a lot.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any trouble with umpires?
No, I really never did. Pretty good buddies with all of them, most of them. No, I never did. It's that I can remember. I don't remember ever having. Oh, I might have said, hey, wait a minute, that ball was outside or something like that. You know, it was low or whatever. But I always got along with them five years.
Okay. What salary were you making when you were in the majors?
I guess the maximum I made must have been $700 a month.
In the majors?
Yeah.
I guess that was before.
Coach played winter ball a little bit. Made more down there.
Well, where'd you play winter ball?
Puerto Rico.
And who are some of the players you played with?
Oh, it's been so long I can't even remember. Johnny Lippon. Johnny was with Detroit. We were pretty good buddies all the way down the line. And then we played together in some of the minor leagues later on.
Okay. So on 53, you went to spring training with Detroit and you made the team to start off with. But then later they sent you to Little Rock.
Right.
I guess that was another of their
farm clubs
there.
Right.
And you hit 265.
Yeah, I got hit in the eye. In the hospital for about 2 or 3 weeks. No, I wasn't in the hospital. Didn't play for 2 or 3 weeks. I was in the hospital, okay. But I don't remember. Purple days,
okay.
I guess. Was.
Do you remember who the manager was on that team?
Oh, no, I don't remember who was the manager. I don't know if that was Gene Desitales or not. I don't remember.
Okay. And so the next year, also with Little Rock, it looks like you played the whole season. You had 333.
Right.
Had a good year down there. But the Detroit didn't call you up.
Right.
And then next year, you went out to Portland, the Pacific Coast, in 1955.
Right.
Was that also a Detroit?
No. The guy who was the general manager of Detroit went out and was general manager of the team right there. And he bought me from Detroit and he went out there.
Was Portland affiliated with any major league team?
I don't remember. It must have been, but I don't remember. I can't remember the first baseman either that played. I mean, he played with the Yankees. He played with the Cardinals and hit 60, 65 home runs every year. But he couldn't beat out the man who was there.
You're
saying the man,
right?
What the world was he saying? Boy, he burnt that soft home run. He really tore that leg up right there. Steve Bilko, what?
Steve Bilko, I think, right. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it's really
right. Okay. Right, yeah. He did hit a lot of home runs.
Yes.
Did he play for Hollywood or Los Angeles? Or
yeah, I think Hollywood. Or Los Angeles, right?
Hollywood had a team.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I know I lived very long in that area for a while.
Right. Okay. And I guess you were married by this time.
Yes.
And you took your family out?
No, I didn't carry the family out there. We carried them to Little Rock, anything close, Williamsport or something like that. But Detroit, things like that, didn't care. Of course, back in those days, sleeping in a train anyway, bang, checking back and forth with the cars, you know, and couldn't sleep hardly.
How about on the Pacific Coast? Did you do any flying out there, or was still training?
We still trained out there, when I was there, yeah.
Okay, and then that same year with Portland, you went up to Columbus of the International League.
Right.
Cardinal Farm Club, wasn't it? Columbus?
Columbus, yes. I think. Where in the world were they?
Columbus Redbirds, was it? Or?
I don't remember who the big team was.
Do you remember the manager?
You know, I hadn't even thought about any of this stuff in so long.
Got you unaware, huh?
I can't remember.
Well, you had a good year there. You hit 319, 29 homers. So you played in all the Triple-A leagues.
Yeah.
Did you feel anyone was stronger than the other as far as you could observe?
The only thing would get me if I had a real strong pitcher right there. As far as the league or that particular team, why, sometimes, you know, it's just like teams now. You'll have a good hot streak, you'll do real well, then you'll come back next week or two and you don't do as well and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the pitchers that you had good success against and some that you didn't have?
Well, I think it's one guy I was really surprised at. Ned Garber was winning 20-some games a year. Played against him and got a great many hits off of him. And then next thing he was with Detroit, he was the other up there. But I didn't play very much in Detroit because, you know, they had all these good players. And Pat Mullen, he was there for a long time. And so was Steve Suchuk. And they had Vic Wirtz. I really liked Vic Wirtz. He was a super nice guy. And Johnny Grove was good. Evers was good. Everybody, the whole team, George Kell.
Do you think
they
if you
treat you like you were somebody, yeah. Make you really feel good.
So in other words, no hate. They took you in as a member of the team without
that's
a name,
right.
Even though
that's
you
right.
were a rookie.
That's right.
Do you think you would have done had a better, more success in the majors if you had been with a different type of team that maybe didn't have so much hitter, so many hitters on it, perhaps?
Yes, I think if you had some of that way, you could get in there and you really get in there and get in the groove and get with it. Well, yes, I'm sure it was. But you know, when you say you have an opportunity to get up here and play, you don't make it in play much, but you get have an opportunity to get up here and play, and then all the guys, everybody's just super nice. And you know, that hit a few batting practice or the thing, so save it for the game. You know, the players would, all this kind of stuff. And when I wasn't playing.
Okay, then in 1956 you still were with Columbus, and in 146 games you had 286 and 18 homers. You remember, let's see, you weren't sure who the manager was in the Columbus team. Okay.
I think it was, I thought I had his name, but he got away.
And in 1957, you started with Columbus and then you ended up with Buffalo. And combined you hit 314 with 13 homers. Now, what happened after 57?
I think that's when I just stopped. Went on into, my father was a builder, so going to school, and then I dropped out of that, and I think I wanted to build, so that's what I did. So I built right in this area, you have to already almost 6,000, 5,900 some houses. Wow. Plus large buildings, tallest building in the town. I built that and hold it for a while.
Right. Now, driving up here, I saw the Russell Sullivan Gymnasium.
Oh, yeah,
tell us
what
about that.
I donated the money to have that built. Good friend of mine, we were on the bank board together, Dr. Massett. He lives right across Oak Lake Hill, but they had a quarter mile or less from here. And so we got talking about it, and he said, we need a place here where the children can get out and get exercise and do all kinds of things, you know. And he said, I'm going to go ahead and gonna build a Y. All right, so I donated the money to it and everything. Then he came back. And he said he's going to do one thing. I have a big exercise room, which is larger. And he said, I want you to donate a gymnasium. And I said, all right, so that's what we need. $500,000 at the gymnasium. And Massive, I think he gave me $300,000 for this. Place where you got all the exercise machines and include a lot of machines and things like that too.
And how long has it been up?
About 3 or 4 years.
Well, it's just relatively new then.
Yeah, the gymnasium.
The gymnasium.
Other part, now I've just donated some more money to them for indoor volleyball court.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Do you keep in touch with any of ex-players?
I had the one that his son was up here a week or two ago, and he's down in North Carolina. Now, who was a real hot player way back in those days? He went with the Redskins. When he was in college, he was really, really hot.
What college did he go to, you remember?
North Carolina.
Charlie Justice?
Charlie Justice.
No kidding. Choo-choo Charlie Justice.
Right, yeah.
Now, so Choo-choo's son was up here, you said?
No, that was Choo-choo's fullback. He was
The fellow played fullback. I have no idea who that was.
No, I can't even think of his name. His son is up here. And he, his father called me, talked to me a couple times, and said, I thought you got moved out of the country somewhere, though. So we had big long talks. So I can't even think of his name.
So he played baseball, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a pretty good ball player. His father was a doctor.
Okay.
Bob Warren. Bob Warren.
Warren?
Warren. Mm-hmm. Shoot. You got a sharp mind, I'll tell you. How old are you? About a year and a half ago. And that pacemaker put in a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you the truth, I haven't really fully recuperated.
You look
memory
pretty
wise, I forget things.
Yeah, well, look, we all do. I do, I mean, you know.
I don't care if you do. You've got it all right, written right in there. And all you got to do is touch the right button.
Okay. Are there any former major league ball players from this area that you're familiar with there that are still alive?
Herb Hash was picked a whole page about him from up here to.
How do you spell his last name?
H A S H.
Herb Hash.
There you go.
Okay. Any others that?
guess my wife's cousin, well, he just passed away here, Heflin, Randolph Heflin. He played with Boston for a while.
Heflin, huh? Okay. How is baseball different today than when you played? What do you think some of the changes are, differences?
I don't guess it's an awful lot to this. I think the pitching is completely different and having a lot of fights and things, which back then you'd knock you down 4 or 5 times and you didn't have a helmet on your head. And you didn't run up there and grab a pitcher by the neck.
Part of the game.
You just got up, that's right. You just got up there. If you put it in there close enough, you go swinging it. If it didn't, you let it go.
Right.
Dale Long. That's my roommate for a while.
Dale Long. Dale Long. He hit eight home runs in 8 days or something.
Yeah, right.
Or consecutive days.
And I knew the other guy's name too. Both of them was playing with Pittsburgh this time. And we played one of ball together. The outfielder. Catch a ball in his leg hand. Made right hand throw. He'd go up there, the ball's on this side. He'd put the glove right like that. Mm-hmm. Catch it in his bare hand.
Frank Thomas, yeah. He played for the Mets too, didn't he?
I think he did. I know he played for Pittsburgh.
Okay, so you room with Dale Long and also Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas and Harvey Keene. You can have an all-star team with your roommates
there.
Who else did your roommate with?
I was at the bottom. I was a strong dude. I held him up there.
Any other player?
Well, Johnny Lipon.
Yeah, Johnny Lipon, right. Uh-huh. He was a shortstop, wasn't he?
Yeah, shortstop. Johnny was good. I think all guys are good guys. Johnny was a super guy.
So, even though, you know, you might not have made too much money, you had a good time.
Good time.
You did travel,
right.
And
travel.
See, you saw the country.
That's right. Mm-hmm. After sitting on Acrab carriers for 3 years, well, they pretty nice to get around and travel around the country.
Yeah.
Even though you ride on the train the first time. You know. Mm-hmm. But then I had buses when we had playing in my league.
Yeah.
Not much too bad. Didn't make any money, but had a good time.
Right.